Thank you and good morning. The command staff of the Eureka Police Department joined County Supervisor Virginia Bass, Mayor Frank Yeager, and council members Kim Burgell and Melinda Cherubellini at Rita's Restaurant on 5th Street last night for a department fundraiser. 15% of the proceeds from last night's sales will go to the department's Neighborhood Watch, I Like Eureka, and Cop with a Shop programs. Chief Andy Mills, along with Captains Brian Stevens and Steve Watson, hustled to serve food and refill drinks in a very crowded restaurant from 5 until 8 o'clock. That's not the only fundraiser the department and city will host this month. A week from Saturday, the city of Eureka will hold its second annual community block party from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Sequoia Park. Jordan Christmas has Eureka Council news.
Austin Allison, a 25-year-old Eureka resident, has thrown in his hat into the Eureka City Council member race as he will officially launch his campaign this afternoon. Allison, who works as a cardiac monitor technician at St. Joseph's Hospital, will venture into elected politics for the first time, and he has already gained the support of current city council member Linda Atkins, who said that she hopes other young people are inspired to get involved to lead Eureka forward when they learn about his campaign. Allison will hold his public campaign launch at Sequoia Park this afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Thank you, Jordan. The Humboldt County Board of Education will need a new superintendent at the end of the school year come June, because that's when Dr. Gary Eagles, who has held the job for the past 14 years, will retire. Eagles, who worked for more than 30 years in Humboldt County, made his announcement at yesterday's board meeting, and the board hopes to have a new superintendent ready in the wings by next spring. The superintendent position is an elected position, and that means the new appointee will fill out the rest of Eagles' term, which expires in 2019. There are 59 special districts in Humboldt County. The majority of those are fire districts and service districts, and those special districts employ more than 1,000 people. You can check those numbers at the state controller's website, because the annual report on special districts across California has been released. The data covers the total wages paid to employees, along with health care and retirement costs, and it's all available in an easy-to-read format. The Southern Humboldt Community Hospital District is the largest district in the county with 110 employees, followed by the McKinleyville Special Services District with 85 and the Humboldt County Transit Authority with 76. Overall, California is home to more than 2,900 special districts that employ more than 150,000 people. The County Department of Health and Human Services issued a press release that reports that opioid prescription rate in the county is dropping. County Health says that since 2010, the amount of opioids prescribed in the county has decreased by nearly a quarter, and that the number of people prescribed opioids has dropped from 128 per 1,000 to 114. County officials point to the efforts of RX Safe Humboldt as the prime mover in reducing the number of prescriptions. The program is a collection of local doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals who are focused on changing prescription practices and non-pharmaceutical approaches to pain management. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There have been some changes in command staff at the three local California Highway Patrol offices in the past month. Brett Fabry is now the commander in Arcata after moving up from Garraville, while Lieutenant Commander Randy England has taken his place in Southern Humboldt. To the north, Lieutenant Commander Larry Deepy is now heading up Crescent City Division, and all three appeared on Talk Shop this week. The talk revolved around traffic safety, and Fabry pointed out that science and engineering are playing a role.
You see a lot more engineering things that change roadways and speed now is when you look at traffic calming measures. Roundabouts, small little center medians to give that perception that maybe the roadway is a little more narrow and kind of slows people down. So things that engineering are doing to definitely change traffic patterns.
PD comes to Del Norte County from Redding, where drug enforcement along the I-5 corridor is a priority, and he said that the CHP is looking into returning drug dogs to Humboldt County to patrol the 101 corridor.
I actually worked over in Redding before I got the command up there in Crescent City, and they are looking at moving some more drug interdiction onto the 101 and exploring some possibilities of maybe getting some dogs over here and increasing that enforcement. They're gonna step that up, I think, if it works out.
You can listen to the entire Talk Shop interview with Fabri, England, and DP by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.